السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. ألم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن. فقال تبارك وتعالى: والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا وجعل لكم من جلود الأنعام بيوتا تستخفونها يوم ظعنكم ويوم إقامتكم ومن أسوافها وأوبارها وأشعارها أثاثا ومتاعا إلى حين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الشتاء ربيع المؤمن، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most beloved ulama ikram, elders and brothers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our nourisher, sustainer and provider. Peace and salutations be upon our beloved master Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is only the mercy and the favor and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given us the opportunity of being part of another Jummah Salah and being present here at this time. Many of our brothers will come a little bit later, but inshallah we hope that those that come earlier will get the greater reward, and inshallah will serve as an encouragement for those that come later, inshallah, to make it a habit. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that we should try and come as early as possible to the Jummah Salah, and those that come earliest will get the greatest share of the reward. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that He had created 12 months. In the Quran He says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ هُرُمٌ. That He has created 12 months, and from those 12 months, there are four which are sacred months, which we are currently experiencing. And Allah has a unique system. He created the sun, He created the moon. And we know from the Islamic perspective, we use the moon, the lunar calendar, to decide when is the beginning and the end of the month, etc. And Allah has a unique system also. He has created seasons. We have summer when it's very hot. For us here in South Africa, summer is in December, January. It's quite humid and hot here in Durban. In other parts of the world, June, July is summer for them. And the reverse for us now, it's currently winter. In June, July, it's winter for us. In other parts of the world, it's summer for them. And like that, the other season we have is spring and we have autumn. And alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these systems, year in and year out, they come and they go. They rotate. So we don't have a year in South Africa, maybe perhaps specifically to KwaZulu-Natal or Durban, we don't really see a distinct and a marked difference between the seasons. Because alhamdulillah, we have sort of moderate temperature, and the weather is quite like average. Even in winter, yeah, in Durban you can go and swim perhaps in the beach, it's quite warm still, even in winter. And in summer it's hot. But there's, alhamdulillah, we are quite comfortable throughout the year. I'm saying if you compare it to other parts of the world, there's a sort of stark difference. When it's winter, you know it's winter time. There's snow all over and the temperatures go to minus temperatures. Some parts of the world, in Canada for example, the temperature goes to minus 15, minus 20, minus 30, extremely cold, and they don't even see the sun. It's just like gloomy the entire day. It's cloudy and it's extremely cold. Now when this summer comes in, you can see it's like a vast, it's distinct. Everybody just gets happy. They see the sun has come out. And mashallah, it's hot and it's warm outside. They have total different, there's a vast, stark difference between the seasons. But nevertheless, it is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created the sun, He created the moon, He created the seasons. So in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned it quite beautifully, narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. He says, "Ash-shita'u rabi'ul mu'min." Very simple hadith. So inshallah today we can discuss, and you already learned this one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, which comprises of three words. Ash-shita is the word for winter. In Arabic, for winter we say ash-shita. So we say ash-shita'u, and for spring we say rabi' ra-ba-ya-ain. Rabi'ul mu'min. So inshallah, I hope all of us learned this one hadith today. Narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. Ash-shita'u rabi'ul mu'min. He says that winter is a spring for the believer. The season, winter, is like a season of spring for the believer. Now we have to understand perhaps something from a natural perspective, what happens around us. Then we can then look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In winter, what happens is that everything is in hibernation. Even the snakes, we know they go into hibernation. We know the squirrels, they collect these nuts or whatever, and they collect it for the winter season, the whole year, and they hibernate. They all go into their holes, and then into these holes. I said, now if you understand in the context of those countries of the world where it's snowing and there's minus temperatures, nobody wants to come out, and there's no sun that you see. So in winter, it's sort of gloomy, and everything is hibernating. And also, another unique feature about winter is that the days are extremely short and the nights are long. That even we can relate to here in South Africa. For example, sunrise today here in Durban is around, Subah Sadiq. Fajr time comes in around 5:20. So Fajr time, Sari ends at 5:20, and Fajr time commences at 5:20, and sunrise is around 6:40, very quite late. And sunset, Maghrib time, is around 5 o'clock, 4 minutes past 5. So the day is extremely short. And the night commences now at 5 o'clock and it goes all the way till Maghrib. You're reading already at 5 o'clock, Isha we're reading at 7 o'clock. And you got the entire night still, which is Fajr, is only around 6 o'clock in most of the masajid. So the days are short and the nights are extremely long. So that is some of the qualities or the features of winter. On the other hand, you look at spring, when you look at the season when it's spring, everything sorts of come back to life. Now the leaves that had fallen down in winter and in autumn, during spring now all these leaves come back on the tree, now there's greenery. And it also mentioned that in spring you see also the animals have, lots of them they breed, and these animals now are born, the chicks or the small animals are born in the spring. So there's a atmosphere of everything coming back to life during spring. So this is sort of from a natural perspective, just to understand the difference between spring and winter. Now coming back to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says spring, winter, shita, is a spring for the believer. So the ulama have gone into an explanation. I know we feel cold, we're wearing our jackets, but it's also an opportunity for maximizing. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned about him when spring used to come. He used to say, welcome, O winter. Welcome, O winter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the nights are long. It is very much easier for us to engage in ibadah and tahajjud salah. And the days are very short, making it much more easier for us to fast. Now look at how beautiful the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the ulama explained that in winter, there are some things are much more easier for us to do. And that's what we hope, inshallah, the message for today will be for us to capitalize on these opportunities that we have for in winter as opposed to other times of the year. So the first opportunity we have in winter, alhamdulillah, is it's much, much more easier for us to fast. As I said, Subah Sadiq ends, Sari time ends at 5:20. And iftar now will be around 5 o'clock. Now if you compare that to summer, when Sari ends at 3:30, and iftar now is at 7 o'clock, is much more longer. So as a mu'min, we can try, inshallah, in winter, as males, right, if we have qada, then we can keep that qada, but specifically the females who have qada, they haven't fasted in the month of Ramadan for reasons that they couldn't keep fast. Now in winter, it's much easier for them to make sure they cover up these qadas that they have. And for everybody, we know the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is sunnah to fast on a Monday and a Thursday. It is sunnah to fast on the 13th, which is known as the Ayyamul Bid, on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. So this is something we should try now, at least in winter, to try and keep this fast on a Monday and Thursday. and the 13th, 14th, and 15th of every month. It says in winter is much more easier, inshallah. Secondly, it's also a spring for us. It's for us to capitalize because it is easier for us to engage in our tahajjud salah. Now we're always hearing the fadila and the virtues and the benefits of tahajjud salah. But in summer, for us to perform tahajjud salah means I'll have to wake up 2:30 in the morning and 3:00 in the morning. So we find it a bit difficult because Isha was at 9:00. By the time I went home, it's 10:00 or 11:00. I went go to sleep. Now it's 11:30. I have to wake up at 2:30 or 3:00 for tahajjud. So from a practical sense, it is slightly more challenging. But in winter, alhamdulillah, Isha salah is at 7:00. So you go to sleep a bit earlier with the intention that we will wake up a bit earlier. Even if you wake up at 4:30 and 4:45, you still have all the way till 5:20 that we can engage in this very, very rewarding and meritorious salah, which is our tahajjud salah. Alhamdulillah, through the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have all the comforts at our disposal. It's just for us to make that small adjustments so that we can engage in this special ibadah, which is the tahajjud salah. I don't want to go into all the details right now, but this suffice to say, Allah mentions in the Quran, He praises the quality of the Sahaba. He says, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدُعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. That they separate the sides from their beds, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time of tahajjud salam. He says, وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. About the Sahaba, he says, at the time of sihri, they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was, ulama say, it was a sort of a speciality or perhaps a common feature and quality in the life of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, and all our pious predecessors and ulama up till today, the pious. It is the quality, a salient feature to engage in tahajjud salah because of the great rewards attached to it. So we also should try, inshallah, make an intention. Ash-shita rabi'ul mu'min. Winter is a spring for the believer. So the second thing that, inshallah, could be a little bit easier for us to try and do is engage in our tahajjud salah. Then the third thing, it's a spring for us. So we should try now to, you know, prosper, to gain more greenery and fill our hearts with more noor and brightness. Is in winter, it is very, very cold. And many people go through difficulties as far as basic things now to keep themselves warm, you know, to have clothing, warm, blankets, food, a warm, you know, pot, something to eat that is warm. So in winter also it's a good opportunity for us to share and to help those who are less privileged and less fortunate than us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many, many opportunities. Even we can do it in summer. But giving somebody a blanket or giving him some warm clothes or some warm food, inshallah, will go a very long way to assist a person, especially in winter. Allah mentions in the Quran, the ayah I recited in the beginning, He says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us homes as a source of comfort. Be able to stay, alhamdulillah. It is mentioned under the tafsir of this ayah. It says, when you look up, you know, there's the sky, and under us we have the ground, and you just put four walls, it becomes a house. So we have a roof, we have a ground, we have the four walls. It is sufficient for us to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have somewhere to stay. And then He says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن جُلُودِ الْأَنْعَامِ بُيُوتًا تَسْتَخِفُّونَهَا. And then from the skin of these animals, the leather that we get, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to in those days in the Arab world where it was extremely hot. He says that they used to make from leather tents or homes easy for them. Buyutan tastakhifunaha, which was light for them. Yawma za'anikum wa yawma iqamatikum. Za'anikum means when they were traveling, it was easy for them to set up base somewhere and carry on. Maybe referring to the Bedouins or the nomads as they're traveling. And وَيَوْمَ إِقَامَتِكُمْ. And also the leather that they were used to get from these animals was of great use to them even when they were at home. And then He says, وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن جُلُودِ وَمِنْ أَصْوَافِهَا. He says the wool that we have. So you know in summer, we don't really use all these jackets and jerseys. But in winter, mashallah, we see now these jackets start coming out. And now we have the the down linen that starts coming out that's made from the goose feather or from the from the animals, from the birds. These feathers are taken and we have this linen that is made and this duvets and mashallah these jackets that we have and the jerseys that we have. And together with that, what about the carpets that we use? Much of it is made from the wool of the sheep. So Allah is reminding us, وَمِنْ أَصْوَافِهَا, from the wool, وَبَارِهَا, and the fur of animals and the feathers of the animals, وَأَشْعَارِهَا, and the hair that we get from the different animals, different usages we have. So many things we can think of. أَثَاثًا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَاهِينَ. He says, أَثَاثًا is literally translated as furniture. But ulama say that items of comfort. Allah through His grace has provided how many animals in the world, and the sheep, the wool is taken out of the sheep, and how much of these byproducts that then come out is the jerseys that we have, and the jackets that we have, and the carpets that we have, and the blankets that we have, and the pillows that we have. It's all from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions in the Quran. And we must always reflect, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. We don't just look at animals with any eye. We reflect on the qudrat and the greatness and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that in these animals, there is a ibrah for us. There is a lesson for all of us. And the lesson we should say, mashallah, it is the greatness, kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has provided these animals. Through these animals, I'm getting this wool and I have this carpet and this linen. It is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through this animal, even if you're having at night, mashallah, you go home and a cold winter's night, then you make you a nice hot cup of coffee or tea. Reflect, نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمِلْ لَبَنًا خَالِسًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. It says between that animal where it consumes something green, and it has the dung that comes out from the one side of the body, so it's eating the green grass. From the back of it, the brown dung is coming out. How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you cut that animal, there's so much of blood that comes out. How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala providing the laban, khalis, pure white milk that is we are enjoying at the night when it's extremely cold and we're having this nice cup of cappuccino or coffee or tea? Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything must take us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was a third opportunity for us in the month of, in season, in winter. I spoke about salah, I spoke about fasting, I spoke about the items that we are using and the opportunities we have of sharing with others. Another important thing, perhaps in winter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the sahaba, he says, Ala adullukum ala ma yamhu Allahu bihinna al-khataya wa yarfa'u bihi ad-darajat. Can I show you something through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eliminate and wipe off your sins and will elevate your status? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to them different things but related to my topic today. The first thing he said to them is baghul wudu'i ala al-makarihi. That perhaps we can reflect on this when we wake up at 5 o'clock and 4:30 in the morning and it's 0 degrees. We don't have so much of that here in Durban, but other parts of the country, but it is cold. And now it's very cold. Now for us at that time now to lift that blanket, that warm duvet, we have the warmth of the duvet, we have the warmth of our partner that's there. Now imagine the sacrifice we have to make. But remember the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, I told you today that inshallah it'll be a means of wiping off my gunas and be a means of elevating my status. I'm making a big sacrifice. I'm taking out this duvet from my head. And I'm sacrificing the warmth of my partner that's next to me in this comfortable bed. And now I'm going to make wudu in the bathroom or wherever I have isbah. We have the comforts. Alhamdulillah. We don't have to go out and fetch water from the river. The water is not even frozen in our tap. Some part of the country, the water is frozen. Alhamdulillah, we have warm water, majority of us. Allah make it easy for those that don't. But we have, all we need to do is just go to the bathroom. We have warm water and we're making wudu. But inshallah, we'll think about the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are still making a complete wudu. Isbahul wudu'i ala al-makarihi. Despite it being adverse, the conditions being much more challenging for us. So we hope that inshallah, I just want to spend a little bit time also about the last 5 or 6 minutes on another topic altogether, a link to this. But just to summarize, mashallah, what I spoke so far was the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ash-shita'u rabi'ul mu'min." winter is a spring for the believer, and we have some greater opportunities or maybe easier opportunities in winter as mu'min and believers. Number one, for salah, tahajjud salah. Number two, as far as fast is concerned. Number three, helping those who are less fortunate. Number four is also appreciating the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the blankets and the jerseys and the food that we have, etc. And also making wudu and making complete wudu despite the conditions being adverse. You know, I just want to, before I conclude, spend some something that I thought I have to maybe shed some light. I was just doing a quick research on something, and I wanted to see in the community that we're living nowadays, if I have to tell you what is the statistics that are reported, not unreported, verified in the websites that you go to, perhaps the South African police services, or you go to crime stats, and it's something that was mind-boggling. It says only from October, November, December of 2021, 3 months, the amount of murders that took place in our country was close to 7,000, which equates to about 74 murders are taking place every day in our country. If you look at the amounts of rape that took place in our country, only in 3 months, over 11,000 reported. That means about 123 every single day is taking place in our country, reported. Unreported, Allahu A'lam. Robbery, or to homes, over close to 40,000 in 3 months, October, November, December. That is about 430 every single day. Now, these I'm just going through just three or four, I just off the cuff or just picked up randomly. Now you might think, now this is South Africa, or we're talking about what? Is this something fictitious? 430 houses are broken into every day. 74 people are murdered every day, reported. Over 100 rapes every single day. Is this human beings we're talking about, or animals, or what is the condition of the world? Now we can criticize as mu'min and believers and find faults. Even if you look up to the Western, from January till May of this year alone, about 20 weeks, there were over 200 mass murders in America. Over 200. That equates to about 10 every week. Mass murders means where at least 4 people are murdered at one spot. On the 14th of May, the famous ones that made the news, person goes and he slays 10 people in the shop because they were a different color. On the 24th of May, 2022, we're talking about the 21st century modernized world. 24th of May, a youngster goes, shoots his granny, 18-year-old youngster. Then he goes and he kills 19 or 20 grade 4 children. We talk about 9 or 10-year-old. We're talking about the so-called civilized world, 21st century. Now, very quickly, what would be our response? That is what I want to sort of spend 2 minutes before I conclude. We have to become proactive in this. As Muslims, we have the solutions. But unfortunately, we live in a sort of a cocoon. And we're only worried about ourselves and our own communities. The world that we're living in, the country that we're living in, belongs to us. We are benefiting. We're benefiting financially from the people around us. We have to reach out to people. And there are different ways. It's a long bayan another time. But what comes to mind, I read the incident of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. When after the flood, the world was wiped out. After the flood, so Allah Ta'ala told him that he must build and he must make something with pots, pottery. And he made pots. And it took him long, and he made so much of these different items with clay, and he designed it. And he had a lot of, he was fond of it. He was proud of his achievements and happy what he made. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala told him, now go and break those pots. He was disappointed. He said, it took me so long. I've attached myself to these pots. Now you want me to go and break it. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminded him. He said, you made a dua. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Nuh alayhi salam made a dua. He became despondent of his people. He said, Allah, do not leave any people on this world. Destroy all of them. So he says, الْخَلْقُ عَيَالُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every human being. Whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, whether he's black or white, they're all a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah loves all of them. So imagine how I must be feeling if you want me to go, I wanted me to go destroy all the people. So as much as we can curse and criticize, but we have also a huge responsibility to in different ways. We have to think of solutions how we can educate people, upskill people, help people, empower people. Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahumullah, was a famous person. It is mentioned about him, he was on the banks of the Tigris River. And these youngsters come on the boat, and they were in music and whatever they were doing, like, you know, like mad people, youngsters, and they saw him, pious person, and it's the habit of people like that, they started mocking and teasing him. So somebody said to Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahumullah, why don't you curse them? They are mocking and teasing in you, and they're behaving like this, like, you know, like animals here. So he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you have granted these people some type of enjoyment in this world, like this. That's how they think they're enjoying themselves. Oh Allah, why don't you convert their actions such that they will get the enjoyments of the akhirah? Oh Allah, you convert their actions. In other words, you guide them, help them, assist them, that they change their actions so that they engage in such actions that they'll be getting enjoyment in the everlasting akhirah. So he never cursed them. He made dua for them. And finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif. We always hear this incident. And he was pelted, and the people treated him very hardly and harshly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his hand. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa'innahum ya'alamun. And it's a long, beautiful dua, but he made dua for their hidayat. So at least make dua for the people of the world. If some person told me yesterday, it's like a type of jahiliyyah that we're going back to. But we can sit down and criticize and become despondent or become proactive. Proactive, inshallah, we'll make dua as a first starting point. Secondly, we can change our own lifestyle. We can't change the world. But at least we can change our own lifestyle and our attitude and our mindset. That guidance that the ulama are giving us, let's bring it into effect. And thirdly, we can empower people, upskill people. At least the people that in our jurisdiction and control, when they look at us, they must get inclined towards the lifestyle that we live because we are becoming role models. It mustn't be that we abuse them and ridicule them and want to treat them in harshest way that they go far away from deen. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability and tawfiq of putting into practice whatever has been said. I basically spend most of my talk about ash-shita, rabi'ul mu'min, winter is the spring of the believers, with some points regarding that, and then some of the important aspects as a responsibility we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us mu'min, but we have to become role models, and inshallah make dua and see how we can get involved in helping our communities in different forums. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.